सक्षम ने कामयेन तजमाय श्री गुरुदेव नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु
श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासन गौरवंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
सो इज अ वेरी हैप्पी ओकेजन व्हेन डिवोटीज formally taking shelter of the civil succession coming from Lord Krishna through Lord Chaitanya through Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasikapura through Srila Prabhupada. Of course, as I always explain, real initiation is in the heart. And the real initiation can happen before the ceremony, during the ceremony, after the ceremony, or not at all. It's not simply that by sitting at a fire and getting a Sanskrit name that your business is complete. Actually, initiation means the beginning, the formal beginning. What goes on in the heart? That is another thing. You know the example of how Srila Prabhupada said from the very first time that he met Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasi Thakur, he took the order of his spiritual master deep into his heart. Although his initiation ceremony, the ceremony itself, the ritual, did not catch up with him for another 13 years. What makes the initiation ceremony potent is that the devotee internalizes the bhakti lata bij, the seed of devotion. What is that seed of devotion? It is the instructions through the super succession for how to become Krishna conscious. If you take that seed and put it in your heart, and water it by proper hearing and chanting about Krishna, then the seed will grow. And if you're careful to protect your devotional creeper from offenses, then the creeper grows, and ultimately the creeper penetrates through the material modes of nature to the spiritual world, to Krishna's lotus feet. That process is possible. One simply has to be careful to nourish the devotional creeper properly and to protect it from offenses. The best way to nourish the devotional creeper is by attentive chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. By simply trying to chant without offense, you automatically avoid all the other offenses, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains. If you're trying to hear the holy name, then the other offenses will not have a chance to manifest. Do not be afraid of dedicating your whole life to trying to hear the Hare Krishna mantra. It's just like when you're in a nice relationship, a nice family relationship, or what people call in the ordinary world a love affair. You don't mind taking the time to understand the person or be sensitive to the person. So similarly, we should not mind that it takes time to build our attention to hear the holy name. Even in mundane relationships, people will say, I'll spend my whole life trying to understand you. I'll spend my whole life through thick and thin trying to relate to you. So why can't we do that for the holy name of Krishna? Krishna's watching from within our heart. He's watching to see how seriously we take the chanting of Hare Krishna. If day after day we can try our best to hear the holy name, that's the easiest way how to avoid offenses. Otherwise, it's true that life in this world gets a bit complicated. But if you make as your number one priority to hear the holy name, your spiritual life becomes very simple. Just the fact that the holy name is the number one priority in your life sorts out all the other aspects of your life. But as soon as you compromise your chanting of Hare Krishna, then everything gets so complicated. We've seen this again and again, decade after decade. Devotees do not take their daily chanting seriously, and then all of a sudden Krishna consciousness looks so complicated. Oh, what to do about this? Srila Prabhupada would say, how many times do I have to repeat it? If you do not properly chant at least your 16 rounds every day, you fall down. Decade after decade, we notice that when devotees do not properly address their chanting needs, yes, life is full of needs. The body has needs for food and water. Similarly, the spirit soul is crying out for the holy name, the spiritual necessity. Therefore, we have to be careful to take care of our spiritual needs, which are the most important needs. If you organize your whole life so that chanting Hare Krishna is the number one priority, then you'll see a difference. Everyone wants to see a difference in their Krishna consciousness. So, whether you are a new devotee or an older devotee, if you organize your life so that the holy name has the pride of place, the number one position, the number one importance in your life, then Krishna takes note. And everyone wants Krishna to take notice of you. And this is how we do it. I've given the example so many times. If you're trying to have a relationship with someone and you know that that person has made you the number one priority, has made listening to you the number one priority of the day, how would you feel? Yes, this is a very good relationship. You'd be so happy. You would tell all your friends. My partner likes to listen to me every day with full absorption, full attention. Yeah? You would do that, right? You'd be very proud to see what a wonderful relationship this is. On the other hand, suppose that you had a partner who, every time you went to talk to him or her, the person was busy doing other things. The person was looking out the window while you're trying to. Or the person says, later, we'll talk later while I'm driving. or while the person's on the computer. Yeah. Oh, you wanted to talk about something? You would be very distressed in this relationship, and you call all your friends and ask for advice what to do. Partner never talks to me. Every time I have something important to reveal my heart, to reveal my feelings, the person's not there for me. That's a very popular expression in relationship kata these days. The person has to be there for you. Well, what about Krishna? How does Krishna feel when we take his holy name so casually? But we want so many things for ourselves. We want attention for ourselves, but we don't want to give attention to the holy name. This shows us a very weak relationship with Krishna. And when the relationship with Krishna is weak, When the relationship with Krishna is weak, then Maya can shake your foundation very easily. Every devotee here knows that as long as you're not offending other devotees, if you simply try to hear the Hare Krishna mantra with attention every day, you're so protected from Maya. Every devotee knows that. We know that. We've had that experience of nicely chanting Hare Krishna in the morning and then feeling Krishna conscious so easily the rest of the day. Everyone knows that. But what does Lord Chaitanya say? In spite of knowing that, Jardayam Idrisam Mahajani Nadu Radha, we're so unfortunate we have no Radha, no attachment for the holy name of Krishna. Although we know good and well its potency, we've had that experience. So many of you can remember the first time your tongue touched the holy name. I remember reading Surya Narayan's autobiography of when he and his brother Hanuman came to the temple for the first time. And their first they were hungry, so they figured, hey, the Haris, they're serving some free food. So they came, they sat there. And then the kirtan started. And then they were both just immediately captured. Surya said he turned to Hanuman and gave a look like, wow, this is it, we found it. That is the effect of a holy name. Everyone can remember when you first chanted Hare Krishna. I remember when I first chanted Hare Krishna. I didn't want to chant Japa. I think I explained to you how I was reading Prabhupada's books every day, for 6 months straight, 4 hours a day, and never went to the temple. And when I finally went to the temple, they gave me some beads and I just put them on the side of my bed and forgot about them. But then I just remember to this day, one morning, Sunday morning, I woke up. He woke up at 8 a.m. and I was just laying there. Oh, look at those beads. Maybe I'll give them a try. So I remember I started chanting one bead a day. I would just pick up the if I was laying in bed, I'd just pick up the beads and one mantra, that's it. So this went on for a few days, and then gradually I increased to two beads. And then I don't remember what happened after that. In a couple of weeks, I was chanting lots of rounds. Something happened. Just probably the wonderful effects of having read Prabhupada's book so intensely for so many months. So we all can remember the first time our tongue touched the holy name. But why is it that we put the holy name aside so easily? Please note that tendency in your life. How it's so easily we put our japa aside or put it in an unimportant part of the day or consider it just some mechanical thing you have to do, otherwise devotees think you're in Maya. And then later you realize not all devotees think you're in Maya if you don't chant. And then you go, wow, no one ever told me. This is the real Hare Krishna movement. Believing in Krishna without chanting japa. Of course. Please notice how we have this tendency to denigrate or make lower the holy name of Krishna in terms of our lifestyle. It's like we just can't seem to accept that if I focus on chanting proper japa, my spiritual life will be so much easier. No. There's more to it than that. Life is complicated. You can't just talk about the holy name. No, life doesn't have to be complicated. And it won't be if we focus on the holy name properly. Krishna will be there to simplify your life or to protect you from complicating your life. Because what happens when you try to complicate your life and you want to chant Hare Krishna with attention? Immediately you think, oh no, I can't do that. I'll have no time for chanting, or I'll have no ability to chant with attention. Nah, I better give it a miss. That's what happens. This is the way it works when you make chanting Hare Krishna the number one priority. But as soon as you put something else ahead, well, there's work, there's school, there's my mind, there's, there's whatever, then that's, you notice immediately your spiritual potency diminishes. And then immediately, what does it seem like? I don't have enough time to chant. Immediately it seems like that. Because your day is full of everything else. And one has lost the ability to see clearly what's going on in one's life. So immediately Maya tells you, hey, you see, I told you so. Now you're finding out what so many other devotees already know. There's no time in the day to chant Hare Krishna. Welcome to the real Hare Krishna movement. The real world. For a while you were in that fanatical young devotee stage. But now, you understand, finally. Now, of course, being your friend Maya, there's no way I'm going to tell you to give up on Krishna. It's just that, you know, you have to take the spirit of what Krishna says. But when it comes to application, well, you know, that's up to the individual, you know. You just take it in your own way. Krishna wants you to chant. So, I mean, you do chant a few rounds or beads every other day, right? So, what's, you know, you believe in Krishna. Don't worry, I'm your friend Maya. I will never cause you to be an atheist. No way. It's just that, you know, you have to be balanced. And part of being balanced is that to realize there's so many important things you have to do in life, which must be done. This is what goes on. You have to listen either attentively to the holy name, or else Maya will demand your attention and get it, because that's our past tendency. If we properly focus on the holy name as a dedicated practice morning after morning, Krishna consciousness will be so easy. Whether you're living in the ashram or living in your home, everyone can do this. And if we can't do that, it's our responsibility to simplify our lifestyle so we can. Not that we say, oh, well, it's not possible now, but in 5 years, once I get through what I'm going through now, I'll be able to do it. No. If we can't do it now, what makes you think we're going to do it in the future? The best indication that you'll do something in the future is that you're doing it now. Sometimes younger devotees worry, okay, I like Krishna consciousness now, but what about the future? What will I be like 5 or 10 years from now? The best indication that you'll serve Krishna in the future is that you're serving Krishna now. This is how to make Krishna consciousness so easy, but when it's neglected, Krishna consciousness becomes very complicated, and the mind becomes so powerfully strong. And we don't even know it. And you know what happens after a while? I've seen it for 30 years now in every continent in the world. After a while, you lose the ability to see the difference between your consciousness when you were chanting and when you stopped chanting. It just all becomes one thing. Watch this. Unfortunately, you know, there'll always be examples of that. You can't tell that. Because I'm not chanting, my consciousness has deteriorated. No, you just start to feel, well, actually, lightning hasn't struck me just because I'm not chanting my rounds. I can see as good as anybody else, maybe even better. And you get this false sense of confidence. Okay, I mean, I'm not the best devotee, but, you know, hey, I believe in Krishna, and You know, I can give advice about what's going on, you know.
There's a world of difference in consciousness between
one who is fulfilling his initiation vows, her initiation vows, and one who is not. Now, one last point. Sometimes you've heard it said that because you sing every morning, Chakutan Diloje Janme Janme Prabhuje, the spiritual master is my Lord, birth after birth. So sometimes they've always said, well, that means that if you don't complete your Krishna consciousness in this lifetime, if you fall down, then the Guru has to come back in your next life to rescue you. This question was asked of Srila Prabhupada. Is it true that if we don't complete our Krishna consciousness, if we botch up, that you have to come back to the material world until we're delivered? So Prabhupada answered, yes, it's true. Therefore, you should be very careful in your Krishna consciousness so that your spiritual master doesn't have to come back to get you. So then a few more years later of ISKCON history, and the devotees asked Prabhupada the question again. So, is it so that if we don't complete our Krishna consciousness, if you know there's some problem, then we've heard that you'll come back in our next life to try to deliver us, because Janme Janme Prabhuji, you're our Lord, birth after birth, therefore you'll come and try to rescue us. This time Prabhupada answered, I'm still thinking about it. He's not obligated. If you break the contract, what's the contract? These initiation vows are the minimal contract. If you break the minimal contract, then the spiritual master is not obligated to keep his side. It's amazing how people in the West make such a light thing out of promises. In the Vedic tradition in India, you keep a promise even if it turns out to be against your interests. You still keep your promise. The famous example being Maharaj Dasarath's promise to his wife. He's the father of Lord Ram, and he had several wives, as you know. And one wife, she tended him very nicely when he was wounded on the battlefield. He's a Kshatriya. So she helped him in that situation. So Dasarath Maharaj offered her, you can ask of me whatever you like. I'm very pleased by your service. So she, what was that wife's name? What's the good wife's name? So he offered her benediction, whatever you like. But she's really clever. She said, well, not now, but in the future. So everyone had forgotten all about this, including Dasarath Maharaj. Then it was time for Lord Ram to be coronated king of Ayodhya the next morning. And Kaikeyi got it in her head that this was going to be a bad thing because her son wouldn't be king. It would be the son of her co-wife that would be king. So she went to Dasarath Maharaj and reminded him, do you remember that promise you gave me? And Dasarath Maharaj said, of course, now that you remind me, of course. Everyone knows I'm famous for my word. I keep my promise no matter what. She said, that's what I thought. Now, this is what I want you to do. Send Ram to the forest in exile and make my own son king. Dasarath Maharaj couldn't believe his ears. Oh, no. How can you do this? You're shattering everyone's hearts. My heart, the people of Ayodhya, are shattering their hearts. How can you say like this? And then she healed him.
Don't you keep your word? So, he's the example, that's what Maharaj, of keeping a promise even in the most difficult situations. And when he called in Lord Ram to present the horrible news to him, Lord Ram was completely undisturbed. Of course, Father, you promised this? I'll do it immediately. Which forest? Let's go. Without hesitation. So that's the Vedic system of promises. But the Western world is different. So what is the unfortunate attitude? Yeah, I made my vows to chant Hare Krishna every day and chant and follow the regular principles. But you know, that was 2 years ago. And since then, I've kind of, you know, I was young then when I did it. Since then, things are different. And so, you know, but this is the Western code of Sampola, which has no place in the proper civilization. So, we pray to Sri Sri Vithaya that these devotees taking their vows will maintain their vows and in this way develop increased attachment for the holy name for rendering devotional service to the Lord. So you please all give them your blessings so they may do that. Okay. Andrew's the oldest. You come up and help your Gandha by saying your pranamas out loud. You have to swallow the people it is. Come out here.
On his face, Sarasvati Devi, Gauravani Patani, Nirvashi Shastri, and the body, Rastakadi Patani. And on Vishnu Vidaya, Krishna Pastaya Gopala, Kumati Bhakti Vidanta Swami Vipanani. On his face, Sarasvati Devi, Gauravani Patani, Nirvashi Shastri, and the body, Rastakadi Patani.
Stay in session today, that's Prabhupada's mantra. We have to chant Prabhupada's mantra, you say, after the now on the shore. I'm wanting to be a servant of Saraswati Devi, but that's only through Srila Prabhupada. So you put that part of the mantra after Prabhupada. All
right.
How many years has it been since you started this classes? I don't remember. I think you first came to the Christchurch temple when? What year?
7 years ago.
7 years ago. He came to the Christchurch temple on one of his innumerable tours of New Zealand. And he said he wanted to be Krishna conscious. So, since then he's tried and gone through many purifying situations, and he's an example of how slow but steady wins the race. We don't want shooting stars, we want devotees who will stick. So alright, if someone takes 7 years for initiation and that's the way things sincerely happen, then let it happen that way. There's no force. You've been here 366 days. Raise your name. Not like that. So I appreciate Bhakta Andrew's stick-to-itness successfully
pushing his way through so many of the problems caused by today's polluted society. Of course, his wife beat him to it. I think you initiated what, last year or 2 years ago? Or 2 years ago, I think. In Los Angeles. She was serving for some years in Los Angeles. The temple president was impressed by her devotional attitude. What are the regular person?
Again, in those tips, and then meeting non-qualification.
And what to do with the day?
And then 16 hours on being.
All right. Your name is Gopaladev. I'll tell you one shot that.
I'm sure that I have Krishna Prasada Gokula. She gave them a decision to do my name. And I'm not only sure that I have Krishna Prasada Gokula. She might be just doing my name. Namaste, Bhakti Devi Gauravani Kuchan, Mabashesha, Sanyavada Pastika, Hari Gosharma.
Gopal Dev Das Ki.
That means the servant of Krishna, who's the protector of the cows. Okay. Dr. Mark.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthana Bhutaya Srimate Deva Mitaswami Vijnana Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthana Bhutaya Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Vijnana Namaste Sarasvati Gaura Vani Vijnana Vijnana Vishesha Shunya Prasthana.
Dr. Mark has a very interesting story. I can tell part of it. It's instructive. If you had known Dr. Mark when he first came into the law, you know what I said? He was always a special character. But he always had this kind of searching in him for the authentic thing, the real thing. And that's what always won out over all the conditioning that is so prevalent in Kali Yuga. So, let's see. Okay. So, humorous story. That's how you tell?
Yeah.
He was doing good for a couple of years, right? And then, Maya will throw up her impediments. So, some or other, he was living on his own and coming from law. And then some or other, by Maya's grace, some high-powered lady lawyer from Australia took an interest in him. And, of course, he was incredulous at first, like, me, I don't have a cent to my name. I'm just a nobody. You're like, maybe, how much a week was she making? You're piling the money in, you know? What do you want from me? It's not the money, it's your qualities. It's your beautiful personality. So he just, ooh. Just see, I recognize, someone appreciates
wonderful potlucks, wow.
So, anyway, she took him for a bit of a trip out of Krishna consciousness for a few weeks, and he was telling me, you know, at first, you know, they'd be driving the car, and, you know, and you know, he would be chanting, you know, and, what are you doing? What's that? You know? So gradually that began to fade a bit as the other realities took over. So how many months did this last?
3 weeks.
3 weeks. 3 intense weeks. we gave this lady lawyer from Sydney, and we gave her a nickname, in retrospect, Easy Journey to the Hellish Planet. EJ for short. I never met her, but, you know, all we know is that he was coming to the loft every day, and all of a sudden he just disappeared completely. And it's just powerful. I mean, so much so that one devotee told me he was walking down the street in Wellington and he saw a Mark during that period. And, you know, he's like, Mark, is it you? And Mark was just like in another world. In fact, he didn't even recognize the devotee. This is how powerful Maya can be. So anyway, it was just a full-on affair. It was, you know, dynamic. It was happening. Rajagun, you know, super Rajagun. And then, what happened? He said one morning, he woke up, they woke up, and she tells him, oh, by the way, guess what? You're not the one. I'm going back to Sydney. And so he was shattered, but his, you know, it's Kali Yuga, you don't, you know, you're always proud. So he just, you know, yeah, well, cool, yeah, no problem. But, you know, yeah, we had our fun, yeah, you know, that's the kind of the cool thing to say. Yeah, you go your way, I'll go my way. Yeah. But inside he was just shattered. But to her face, you know, no problem, yes. That's the way it is, he says, yeah. No problem, yeah. You go your way, yeah. You do your thing, I do. So then she just walked out, never to return again. As soon as she was out of the door, he told me, just, lost the girl, lost Krishna consciousness, you know. So then he was debating, should I go back to the loft? What will the devotees say? They're like, well, I've been out of it, you know, 3 intense weeks. Can I go back to the loft? But anyway, somehow he got up his courage, walked in the door to the loft, and the first person he met, you have to know the devotee, was Mahalakshmi, she's the moderate, and she was sitting at the, like, doing the reception. So he walked through the door, and he's, Mark, where you been? I hear you've been with some woman. Just like, you know, you just wanted to find a hole in the floor. But because, you know, if you know Mahalakshmi, I mean, you know, it's not that you just felt like you were cut down, but, you know, you also felt the concern, too. So therefore, it's not like you just turned and ran out the door. He just knew that, you know, someone cares, and it's true, I've been a fool. So, and of course, it's kind of easier to take that from a woman. So, she's like, where you been, Mark? You've been with a woman, haven't you? Tell me, she wasn't even a devotee, huh? Was she a meat eater? Yeah. She's a meat eater. My wife just said, yuck! You know how ladies can make that yuck sound and make a man just shrivel, you know? Yuck! So after Mark made it through that. He said, I'm definitely on safe ground now. Yeah, all the devotees welcomed him back, and of course, and he appreciates to this day Mahalakshmi's no concern here. So, since then, everything has been fine, and it's been great. Few years since that happened, and Prabhupada would say that failure is the pillar of success. He came back stronger, and he got all this, hopefully got all out of his system before taking his vows. And so basically for 4 years he's been a sincere devotee, overcoming many impediments from his childhood and growing up in Christchurch. So, we're very happy that God is taking his vows. Not a young boy, 42 years old. Sometimes it's said it's not possible to teach an old boy new tricks, but Mark shows it is possible if one is sincere. Oh, but I'm before I get a good thing.
No intoxication and no succinct.
What to do every day?
So it's 16 rounds of the Maharaja.
Okay. These are your reasons. Your name is Mongol Vaishnav.
Mongol Vaishnav.
Mongol Vaishnav is.
Is
the name of a great devotee in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. You'll find the name in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Mongol Vaishnava is in the branch of Lord Chaitanya's tree, headed by Gadadhar Pandit. So Mongol means auspicious, and Vaishnava means devotee of the Lord. All right, Julie. Interesting case. Some of you remember the Charmaine story of some years ago, how she was the only visitor at a walked program. I think Brunilla was there, yes. Yes. And it was quite an unusual session. Just a few days ago, John Bobani told me, I heard about that one. after Chandrainu, then, after she left Christ Church, she went back to England, and then she wrote me a letter saying, now I've realized you've actually saved me, and I want to be Krishna conscious. I want to dedicate my life to scientific preaching for Srila Prabhupada. She's just now, actually, was in Christ Church a few months ago, and she got her second initiation there. She's been doing university preaching, the University of Southampton in England, and so there was our young hero attending the university. And he was a very, very good student, one of the top students. Yes, you finished your equivalent master's degree? Yes. Honors, a master's degree in software engineering. So he was coming to Charnarenu's university programs.
Yeah.
Only 7 or 8 students sometimes come in, but any endeavor to preach Krishna consciousness always brings some result. Just have to be patient. So when I was visiting England and preaching at the university, I met Julian and we developed a relationship. From there, after he finished university, was at the Bhaktivedanta Manor in outside of London, Bradwell. 3 months doing the Bhakta program, learning Shastra and learning all the behavior of a devotee. And then, because of health reasons, he came to New Zealand a year ago to recuperate from university, as well as get his health back. So, he's been in New Zealand and going to for a year. By the way, since that time, I've also met his father, who's a PhD, who lives in Germany. Dr. Julian's lives, his family lives in Germany. So, since then I've met his father. His father also has a chance 2 rounds a day and is very attached to Krishna consciousness. So, just from one person preaching to another person to another person, all this chain reaction starts. So, a chartering came here first and flew off one night, and then Yogamaya continued to preach to her. And then she becomes Krishna conscious. She goes and makes someone else Krishna conscious. He goes and makes his father Krishna conscious. This is the way this thing just go on and on and on. This is what Lord Chaitanya had in mind. So, now, just actually tomorrow morning, Julian is going back to Europe. He'll go to Germany to visit his parents, and then he'll go to the report for duty at the Manchester Sankirtan Ashram. But he'll be, besides preaching, he'll be most likely signing up to get his PhD. Because, as we explained the other day, for persons like him or Charlie, doing a PhD is no big deal. You got the natural student propensity, and it doesn't interfere with their Krishna consciousness. And in England, if you're doing your advanced degree, you get like £8,000 a year expense money from the government. That's also a good business, you know. It's not like that in New Zealand. We did investigate the advanced degrees in New Zealand, and they're very tight. They don't give you any money. In fact, they charge you lots of money. But if you study in the UK, they'll pay for the whole education and give them £8,000. That's like, 24,000 New Zealand dollars a year to live off of. And of course, he'll be staying with devotees, so. I'll probably get a sankirtan there. So the main thing he'll be doing is university preaching. Chandra Rainey, who's in Manchester, she's doing university preaching. She just took, although she's getting her PhD, she took another master's degree course just to have an in at the university. And there's another lady devotee there doing a master's degree in something just also to get in at another university. So, in this way, the ecstasy increases. There's so many services to be done for Lord Chaitanya. We're happy that Julian has taken to Lord Chaitanya's blood of love of God. And he's not simply a scholar. He's in Wellington, he discovered that he likes to cook big feasts. So he's very attached to cooking for the Lord and for the devotees. Alright? What are the 4 regular principles?
No application, no gambling, no respect, no meeting.
What's to do everything?
And technique, 59, other than
a home. Alright. Your name is Chandidas. Chandidas is the author of one of the confidential literatures about Madhurya Rasa that Lord Chaitanya would love to hear
from his confidential associates, Sukh Damodar and Ramananda Roy. They're three authors, Chandidas, Jayadev Goswami, and Vijayapati. They wrote about the separation between Radha and Krishna and those feelings of separation felt by Srimati Radharani. And to taste those feelings of separation, Lord Chaitanya, Krishna came as Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya would hear about these feelings of separation felt by Krishna's dearest consort from the literature of Chandidas. So your full name is Chandidas Das. The Das is part of your name, so it's Chandidas Das. It's like Gopaldev Das.
Chandidas Das King!